Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, is total honesty really a great policy? I have always said in relationships, 100% honesty is about 2% too much. I'm not talking about big lies. I'm talking about little itty bitty ones. Because 100% is going to get you in trouble. And if you got something going on in your life that's stressful, hit us up at theburtshow.com because his girlfriend told him that sometimes she's not attracted to him in bed. That's 100% honesty.
Burt Show. What are you supposed to do when you were raised to be honest, but your girlfriend's honesty is over the top? I'm a man who was taught by my father to always build an environment of honesty and trust with my significant other. Honesty is the cornerstone to any successful relationship. Why wouldn't you want your partner to be completely honest with you? I have recently found the perfect woman for me, and we literally tell each other everything. This is my dream scenario. I feel I can trust her wholly and completely. Recently, my girlfriend was being honest with me, and it made me uncomfortable. After the fact, my feelings were kind of hurt. When we were in bed the other night, she told me that sometimes she's just not attracted to me. I thought she was joking, but she was serious and did not seem to think she was insulting me. It was very nonchalant, more like her making a general observation.
Damn. Now, was she talking about something physical or?
Well, just because they said when we were in bed, it doesn't mean they were doing it. They just could have been laying there in bed.
It's just a terrible time.
Yeah, he could have been there with like a face mask. We don't know what he looked like. He could have been drooling.
Yeah, and I feel like I need more context because sincerely, if they're just like watching Netflix or something and this pops out, like where did that come from?
Yeah, I don't know if that's better. Yeah, it might make it worse. I let it go. But yesterday, she made the same remark, and I called her out on it. Oh, she doubled down. She apologized, and she just said she just feels comfortable enough to tell me silly thoughts that come to her head. Could you fathom telling a woman, sometimes I'm just not attracted to you? Yeah, right. Prepare to be Oppenheimer. Why in the world would she feel comfortable telling me that? Do you think she might have Asperger's,
yeah.
I read that people with Asperger's can say inappropriate things and not mean malice. Or is she just an ass? I really do care about her and adore the honesty we've built together. This one has thrown me for a loop. Maybe honesty isn't the best policy, but then that goes against everything I've been taught since I was a boy. Thanks, Honest Hank.
All right, well, you're not going to be attracted to your significant other 100% of the time. Right?
You think so?
100% of the time? I think you're probably talking about physical attractiveness or no? Like there are going to be some things that you're not attracted to with personality-wise with Bart and vice versa.
Yes, I agree.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Same. But I don't know, and I'm sure Tiffany has those. I don't know if they're talking about like there are some things that you do that I just don't find attractive, or is she physically saying like there are just sometimes I'm just not physically attracted to you?
I feel like this is the kind of thing that becomes more acceptable to say the longer you've been in a relationship with someone. And if they've just recently started dating, if I'm laying in bed next to my partner and they go, sometimes I'm just not attracted to you, that's a buzzkill. Mm-hmm. But if you've been with somebody for 30 years and you say, oh, well, sometimes I'm just like not attracted to you, that's a valid point because we've seen each other through thick and thin.
Yeah, so. You don't need to tell somebody if you've been with them 30 years that you're not attracted to them sometimes.
Because it's one thing to think something. It's another thing to actually say it out loud to the person that you were thinking it about.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like in this instance,
didn't need to be said.
No.
It just didn't need to be said.
If I'm him, I would need her to specify two things. One, is it physical or is it something else? Because if it's physical, it's weird to me because I would think you are always physically attracted to your partner. But like you said, not other things. And two, what's the goal here? Like, why'd you feel the need to tell me that?
Well, I feel like women, like they're like our sex drives are so like up and down that maybe she wasn't necessarily saying like it's up. It was you that I'm not attracted to, but just sometimes like, yeah, as a lady, sometimes I'm not always feeling it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I was in a relationship where I was kind of in the woman's position where I sort of as like a form of self-sabotage was a little bit too honest about my feelings to this guy because I knew at some point it was going to end. I was like, I'm feeling this guy right now, but I know I'm not going to in like 3 months. So we would like get a little tipsy and I would have like an intrusive thought kind of come out, be like, oh yeah, I'm going to dump you at some point. Ah. And like, surprise, surprise, like guys don't want to hear that. And then he ended up being the one to end things with me. So I think you just got to keep your thoughts to yourself.
How many times did it take for you to tell him that you were going to dump him, that he dumped you?
Probably a good 45. He persevered.
I feel like I just need more context on exactly what she's talking about. Like, is it physical or is it something more? And we don't have that.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's well within his right when she says something like that. Just be like, can you elaborate, please?
Yeah, right.
Go further, please.
That would have been my first question. Like, and which part?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand where you're coming from, but which part?
The Burt Show.